This is the opening kickoff on the country's first FM all-sports radio station, 105.5 FM WNSP and WNSP.com. The latest sports, news, traffic, weather, and timely guests with Mark Heim and Lee Shermanian. The opening kickoff. Here are Mark and Lee.
Hey, it's 7:04. That means it's hour number two of our three-hour edition of the opening kickoff on this Tuesday morning. Mark Heim, Lee Shervanian. We'll get to all your news and notes and questions real quick, but let's cut to the chase, shall we?
Yeah, let's hear from the mayor. He's here. He's going to be here for a full hour. First of all, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. All dressed up and ready to go. Thanks,
yes, sir,
Mayor.
City council meeting today.
Oh, that's right. You do have it. What time?
We'll have a pre-council at 9 and then 10:30.
And then we can watch it on TV tonight, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, pass by it. Okay. I used to cover those when I was in New Jersey, the city council meetings. All right, let's get to the chase, as Mark said. What is your vision for sports activities, and sports venues down the road? You still have many more years to go here as a mayor. What would you like to see?
Well, Lee, I'll go back to the original vision that we cast when we were first elected, and that's to create one Mobile, become the safest, most business and family-friendly city in America. So when you think about sports, where does that fit in? It really fits in a couple of areas. One is that we know that sports unite communities. It brings people together. And that's of primary importance. And so when you recognize that, that if you want to create one Mobile, sports is a way of doing that. Secondly, if you want to be a family-friendly city, to be family-friendly, people want things to do. They especially want to do things, you know, with their children. So the sports venues that we have and the programming that we have is very, very important. It's tremendously important to our city. But also, when you want to be a safer city, we know that children that are involved in sports typically are involved in activities after school that keeps them from doing things they maybe shouldn't be doing. And so it touches so many bases of what we want to become as a city. So, you know, that's really the vision, is it feeds into exactly what we're trying to do.
Two major issues I know we want to explore. We'll get to them right now and then maybe expound upon that. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Bay Bears.
Yes.
And as we speak today, they have a luncheon today, as they always do, a yearly luncheon. The team is going to be introduced. But we do know that in 2 years, they will be moving to the Huntsville area, Madison County, I guess it is. What can anything? I remember when this started that you or a member of the council was quoted as saying that they'll do everything they can to try to keep them. That does not look like it could happen now. So in response to that, what would the city like to see? You want to bring another team in here? Is there any chance of keeping the Bay Bears? Is that a done deal totally or what?
Well, It appears to be a done deal. I mean, they have a group of investors that have put a lot of money into moving them to Madison. So for that to be derailed, I'm not sure what circumstances that would take. But for all practical purposes, it looks like a done deal. So what we have is we have a facility. And so the question is, what do you do with the facility? And from talking with you earlier, I understand that Jake Peavy was in, and Jake, thank goodness for Jake. Jake is so enthusiastic and such a great ambassador for the city of Mobile and for baseball. But there's been conversations about bringing an unaffiliated team, you know, to the stadium. And we will continue those conversations because in the baseball world, those that that followed at that level, you know, they know that we have a very nice stadium that is available. And so we hope to put a baseball team in there. But if you're not going to put a baseball team in there, then you have to start considering different alternatives. What do you do with it?
Mr. Mayor, was there any conversation with the Bay Bears or the new investors about trying to keep them in Mobile? Did you have a chance to talk to those guys and try to convince them to stay here?
I personally did not. Our finance director, Paul Wesch, was having had the conversations with them. But most of the investors are from the Huntsville-Madison area. And so they really were not interested in investing in the team and keeping it in Mobile. I mean, they were investing because it was an opportunity for their community, you know, to move the team. So really, I don't think there was very much chance of keeping them here from the very beginning.
So you have a stadium out there that in 2 years will be vacated. There has been so much talk about that the stadium is taking a back seat as far as new stadiums that are going up. We saw Biloxi, they come in with a new stadium, Huntsville. What do you do then down the road? Now, I know you don't have to make a decision today on this, but do you just left the the stadium just standing like that, or how do you get use out of it?
Well, I think it would be a mistake just to let it stand empty. I mean, even if you used it for high school baseball and tried to create a venue where that could be used, let's say a high school or a college level, that would be better than standing empty. So then, if you cannot use the stadium, then you have to think about, you know, what else can it be used for? And I think the next thought process really has to, can you convert it to where it could be used to play maybe high school football games or, you know, soccer and, you know, other sports, because it's a good location and it is an athletic facility. So then you have to start looking at, do you change
now, is it a great location? And you hear people over on the Eastern Shore say, well, what if we had a place downtown instead?
Yes.
That'd be more convenient.
Well, I'm going to correct myself. It's a good location, okay? Today, in today's sports world, it seems that the great locations are downtown. Those that seem to be successful are in the downtown areas. And so when the decision was made to put it where it was, that seemed to be the proper place to do it. Actually, downtown was looked at, but they couldn't reach an agreement on acquiring the property to put it downtown. So, therefore, it ended up on the Beltline. But most stadiums that have been located on the outskirts of the city, or kind of like ours is, you know, those stadiums have failed. And so the downtown would be the great location.
Do you ever do a study or about attendance dropping like it has? I mean, I'll say this. The Bay Bears had a long run here, 20, 21 years?
Correct.
And you know, in Mobile, we've seen the history of spectator sports. That's pretty good when you consider that many that have come and lasted maybe 2, 3, 4 years, Mystics, NBDL. But was there ever information or any kind of study as to why attendance has dropped off so dramatically?
Lee, I don't know that the city ever conducted a study. I have not seen a study if it was conducted. Really, that comes down to the management, you know, that's doing the promotion of their team. And so we as a city did not do that study that I'm aware of.
Mayor Sandy Stimson, our guest here in studio at WNSP. With that said, as Lee pointed out, there have been a number of professional organizations that have come in, and of them all, the Bay Bears have been the most successful when you talk about the longevity of it all. Can Mobile, not just the city as a city government and facilities, but the fan base and the residents of Mobile, and I guess Baldwin County to that degree, can we sustain a professional sports franchise in this city?
Okay. Do that on come back or not right now?
Whatever you want. We got some time now. You want to do it right now?
Well, I have to, and everybody knows this, we're a city of a little less than 200,000. And when we look at the Baldwin County and Mobile County, you know, it was 600,000. So that's a lot of people. But if you're going to try to sustain something much bigger than what we have, I'm not sure that we have the fan base here that does it, because there's so many other things to do. There's so much competition that other people are involved in, and so having that sustainable fan base, I have a question mark by. But I'll say this, that some of the newer stadiums are actually being built smaller, because it sends a very bad message when you have half the stadium empty. And so today, if you were building a brand new stadium, you would have less seats than what we have in the Bay Bear Stadium. And the idea is to fill it up, so that it kind of create that envy, like I wish I had a seat, you know, wish I'd gotten there early, wish I had a season ticket, because it's just part of creating that hype and that excitement. And so that would be a kind of a do-over if you were trying to do things differently today.
Obviously, being in politics, and I know we're heading into a break, so I'll give you this thought. Politics, you're very competitive, because politics is very competitive. As a member of, well, the city council, and of course, the person who runs this city, I want to get your opinion on, we talk about stadiums, what Biloxi has done and what Pensacola has done and how it has impacted Mobile. And can Mobile, in a sense, use the word fight back or keep people here rather than going off in these different directions? Can we hold on to that thought?
I think from my administration standpoint, we're more focused on trying to take care and build the facilities for our youth. I mean, we very much would like to have another franchise to fill up the Bay Bear Stadium, but it's much more important to our community to have great facilities for our youth to play on.
So in that direction, and I've talked to, as we talked off the air, there have been sports people instrumental in this community that have been pushing for that. Where does that stand now? Let's say basketball facilities, soccer facilities.
Correct. One of the people, one of our citizens, is very interested in trying to create the venues that we need in the city is Ronnie Arrow. And, of course, Ronnie's passion is basketball. And, you know, we would love to have an indoor basketball facility with multiple courts. And if you had that for our youth, then you can attract the outside tournaments that would naturally follow if we had the right facility. And the other area, I've often said in the last couple of years, that if we had the money, it would be great to replicate what we have at Sage Park. We have three artificial turf fields. If we had similar fields at Medal of Honor Park and in one other location, let's say yet to be determined in the city, so that we had 9 or 10 artificial turf fields that are multiple purpose, where you could play football, soccer, and lacrosse on those fields. You could, and those fields being built primarily for our youth to practice on day in and day out, you could have all the tournaments you wanted if you had 10, you know, high-quality fields, and that's what you would have if we were able to do that.
Is there a risk, and I don't know, I'm asking the question, is there a risk that if we ventured in that area that the Gulf Coast is already too saturated with those type of tournaments? Because we're getting stuff in the app where people go to Pensacola, Biloxi, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, all across the Gulf Coast. Would we be, I guess, be getting into the would we be going getting to the party a little late?
I think there's zero risk. Now, I don't ever say that.
That's pretty definitive, okay? Yeah.
I never say there's zero risk, but I think there's no downside to this because you're building it for our children to mm-hmm. play on, to practice on every week. If you go to Sage Park, I mean, they are standing in line to get on those fields. When one team gets off, the next team goes gets on. And so if we and a lot of the fields that we have today, because of the climate we have in Mobile, meaning it rains so much
sure.
because of the rainy weather, you can't tell children or young adults, for that matter, that they can't go play on a wet field when the sun is shining. So it doesn't take long to destroy a field with the amount of play we have. So ultimately, if we build the fields as I've indicated or as I proposed, for our children to play on, I think they would be used all the time. And then there would be that opportunity on weekends to host the tournaments that you're referring to.
So where do we stand on that? Are you any closer?
Well, you know, other than having conversations, I mean, I've started having conversations with individuals about raising significant money. I'd love to raise $15 million of really private equity to do this. And because the city has so many competing factors for the dollars that we have that are normal part of the budget, you know, we don't have the $15 million. And so, you know, these fields cost about probably by the time you put the turf down and if the field is not lighted, then it's about $1 million or $900,000 a field. So other than starting that conversation and trying to create the interest, you know, we're not much further along than that. But there are people that do recognize the benefit of doing this.
We're kind of running out of time, even though we got about 2 or 3 minutes. Obviously, the big elephant in the room is LAD, which we want to talk to you in the next segment, okay? Yeah. And football in general, based on what happened in Birmingham just recently. I think we'll save that. I'll let our listeners know we have not forgotten about that issue. But as I look 2-3 years from now, where are we going to be?
Yep.
Where are we going to be with these fields and so forth? Where do you see this?
We've got several situations with LAD. As I mentioned to you offline, we've just had a facilities assessment done of all the city-owned properties. And the city has right now an $83 million deferred maintenance expense that we need to spend on all of our facilities, primarily buildings, but LAD Stadium is part of that. And that means just to fix things that are broken. That doesn't mean to make it have more bells and whistles. And LAD Stadium has about $15 million in deferred maintenance. The risk that we have with LAD is that we do not want the Senior Bowl of the NFL to decide that they want to go somewhere else. And so as we look at LAD, we have to look at, you know, are there other options? Because to rebuild a stadium somewhat like LAD, I think it's very difficult because of the amount of parking that you have around LAD to say that you will do what they did in Birmingham with the limited park and as we know it today around LAD. I am glad to know that South Alabama is, you know, is in the conversation part of, you know, building a new stadium, a football stadium. And I think it would behoove the city to support that effort because that would be a possible venue that would touch a lot of bases for the city should they choose to do that, and we can work out an arrangement with them.
We have about 90 seconds here, so it's probably an unfair question, but this is related to both LAD and youth sports. You talked about private corporations or companies in raising $15 million for those youth sports. Is there a chance or is there an option that the people of Mobile or even Baldwin County to some degree would be taxed in order to make some of this happen?
No, I do not see doing a tax. I think there's zero chance. Again, I've said it twice
on
the program.
You know, record this.
There is no chance that we would be taxing to do that.
Yeah.
There may be another way to approach it. You got to be creative. Somebody may be able to explain something to us that we don't know today that we would pursue. But it's something that's worth listening to all ideas of funding mechanisms to do something like this.
Birmingham the other day, you heard about that. Here was a program that was pretty much eliminated. Now it's back, and now they're moving ahead with a new stadium. How about Mobile? What would be best for this area, for South Alabama football, for football in general? With all things considered now, you have LAD, but as far as incorporating fans from Baldwin County, and where do things stand now, and what do you think, in your opinion, would be the best fit for Mobile?
Lee, that's a difficult question.
It's a broad question,
yeah.
Yes.
And I think that when you start thinking about a large stadium downtown, you have to start factoring in the cost of it. And when we got in office, the city really could borrow no more money. We had about a $300 million debt. Today, we're down to about $240, and we plan to continue paying debt down. And so how much debt is the city willing to incur to have a big facility downtown? And I don't think it's the prudent thing to do right now because we've got to be good stewards of whatever dollars we have. And so I'm not sure of the economics of what Birmingham has done. But for the city of Mobile at this point in time, let's go back to the football stadium downtown. That would have to be a public-private partnership, all right? And so what is the city's, the public's part of that? So if you take that same model of public, public-private, look at South Alabama. You know, there could be a public, and South Alabama is not private, but it could be a public and state partnership, you know, for what they're doing at South Alabama or what they would like to do at South Alabama. And so at this point in time, I think it's the prudent thing for the city to do is to observe what South Alabama is doing with their planning, just stay in communication with them. As they try to determine what they're going to do about building a stadium.
Would you be financially involved with a new stadium at South Alabama?
Well, if you look at what our options are regarding LAD and the deferred maintenance that we have, I mean, is the city better off putting money into LAD, which is an aging facility? And I've already said we have a $15 million deferred maintenance associated with it. Are we better off putting money in LAD, or are we better off trying to assist South Alabama? You know, that's something ultimately that the city council will have to make that decision, and I'm sure the citizens would weigh in on that. But from my perspective, I think that's something that we need to look at.
What are your thoughts on the state of LAD Peoples Stadium as it stands today, as a paying customer?
For LAD Peoples?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my thoughts on it is a very old stadium, okay?
Yeah.
But the community surrounding LAD really uses that the parking area for a lot of activities from the standpoint of just if you go out there in the afternoon, you see children playing, you see adults walking. And so I could visualize if South Alabama is successful building their stadium and if that's where the city helps with that, I could see taking LAD down, making it a high school stadium, you know, having the bleacher for somewhat like you'd have at the McGill or St. Paul's or UMS, so that you can have a high school stadium there. We need the venue. We don't need to, you know, scrap the field and that part of it. But I could see it continuing to be used, but not as it's being used today, because it's just antiquated.
Do you have any inside information as to a stadium out at South Alabama? Meaning, is there anything on the books right now that something is moving ahead, or are we just right now waiting and waiting until they can come up with an investor?
Well, I think that that conversation really needs to be asked of South Alabama. That question needs to be asked of South Alabama. Lee, but we're always looking at all options, and when people have an idea, you know, we certainly sit down and we're willing to listen to their thoughts.
Now, they've talked in terms of a stadium seating about 25,000, maybe 30, but about 25. Is that enough to satisfy Senior Bowl, yes, NFL, and so forth?
Yes.
That would be okay?
Yes. Yeah. And again, it goes back to my comment about you do not want to overbuild a facility in today's market. You want that facility to be full when this game being played, and because it creates that envy, it creates more hype, more enthusiasm, and so I think a 25,000 seat stadium for South would be perfect.